Listen up, it's time for Reporting 101, where real kids let you know what's up.
Part of a collaboration of Police Athletic League New York and Radio Rookies.
Let's start the show.
And today I spoke with Daniel Rivera. What we spoke about was how he reacts at home, in school, and the stresses of being a 13-year-old. I am 12 years old, and when stuff at home happens, I react very, very badly at school. I can have like a back talk with teachers sometimes, and they be getting me tight a lot. And sometimes I bang my hands on the desk sometimes when I really get aggravated at a person. And I just wanted to see how he would react at school.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at New World Prep.
So how do people treat you in New World Prep?
There's people that aren't exactly the nicest. That's mainly, I guess you could say, the stereotypes. I don't know if that people could find that offensively, but it kind of is. But there's really nice people here, too, that actually care about you. I've made a few friends like that. They are really nice, and we always do have our backs.
How do people treat you at home?
At home, it's really just my family and godfathers, godbrothers, godsisters. But they all treat me nicely, too. I don't really have much of my family by blood here because it's mainly all from my mom's side. My father's parents died, so...
Do you think how people treat you at home affect how you react to something at school?
Kind of, because I have to keep my anger in at home, and I pretty much have to do the same thing here. But here, since people treat me so, well, a few people treat me in a very kind way, it doesn't really affect me. But it could affect me from time to time. I just try not to show that. I have to hide my emotions sometimes. Sometimes it's just the right thing to do.
Do you think how people treat you at home are like similar or different to the way people treat you at school?
Kind of, because you know how whenever you try to be the good guy, you end up being the bad guy? So yeah, if you look at it in that scenario, it kind of just does.
What I learned about Daniel is like he tries to hide his emotion from other kids at school because they might not understand where he's coming from. Or, like, they might not understand, like, how he feels about the situation, and they might make him more upset. And also that some people treat him better than other people do. Like, some people might not know where I'm coming from with some situations. They might feel way differently. And it's hard to, like, talk to somebody with a different opinion, because their opinion might hurt your feelings or kind of make you a little embarrassed about even telling them. And then that will make you more upset, and it might affect your school life. And then, you know, when you get home, something might happen, and then it will affect your home life too. So basically, home and school life can affect 13-year-olds a lot and other people around the world.